The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own
Welcome,
smoke
folks.
Too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
This old boy's up here in North Dakota, broadcasting out to wherever you are through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Boy, we've got a great point of departure for our show tonight. Woo-wee! Donald Trump has done it again. I'm going to read you some tweets that will curl your eyebrows, that would peel paint. these are good. And we'll get the show started with those. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 1 hour. We skip Saturday and come back with you Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'm James Kelso. You can call in at 800-313-9443. The show is live, of course. Ah, listen to this. Ah, I mean, you know, I have to pinch myself. What a wonderful time to be alive. I'm a lucky guy. I feel like Lou Gehrig stood there in Yankee Stadium as he was saying farewell to the Yankee fans. And he said, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Well, no, it wasn't good imitation of Lou Gehrig. But I'll tell you, it's something to be alive now with Donald Trump doing what he does. All right, let's listen. He says here, I just watched, this is 11 hours ago, I'm just starting in the middle here, it was cavalcade of tweets today. I just watched Fox News. Now listen closely, folks, you're going to believe I'm making this up. This is what the president just said to you. Just watched Fox News heavily promoting the Democrats. Yeah, you heard that right. Through their DNC communications director. Now, is that Donna Brazile they're talking about? I don't know. Who is their DNC communications director? I got to figure out who that is. Spewing out whatever she wanted with zero pushback by anchor Sandra Smith. Terrible, considering that Fox couldn't even land a debate. The Dems give them nothing. CNN and MSNBC are all in for the open border socialists or beyond. Fox hires Give Hillary the Questions, Donna Brazile, Juan Williams, and low ratings Shep Smith. Hopeless and clueless. They should go. Listen, folks. This is really written here by our president. This is wonderful. They should go all the way left, and I will still find a way to win. That's what I do, win. Too bad. I don't want to win for myself. I only want to win for the people. Now listen to this. The new Fox News is letting millions of great people down. We have to start, it's getting better and better. Listen to the next sentence. We have to start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. Whew. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. Now, and by the way, I just read that for the first time myself. I glimpsed at it just before I turned on the microphone. That is an incredible statement by the President of the United States. We're going to have to, we'll spend the whole hour absorbing that. That is a hammer blow delivered against the left wingers. And Donald Trump's got it perfectly spotted. And we've talked about it on this show. We in our own way, we noticed the same new fox, this left-wing fox, this schizophrenic fox that had great people like Tucker and Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and Ingram on it. And then there's this other fox, this left-wing fox, this Shep Smith. Donna Brazile they hired. Donna Brazile, and the president says it just right. Give her the questions. Donna Brazile. And so the president doesn't mess around. He says what he means, and he means what he says. He let the Murdochs have it right in the kisser. Thank you, Mr. President. I tell you right now, the Murdochs are crapping their pants right now. Because what the president said is, to hell with Fox. To hell with Fox. To hell with this Fox. To hell with the Murdoch Fox, or whoever it is, whoever's pulling the strings at Fox, to hell with them. And I'll tell you right now, Tucker Carlson's reading this. Sean Hannity is reading this right now. And all the others I mentioned, all the good guys at Fox. Robert Mercer's reading this, and his daughter Rebecca, they're reading this. This is a call to arms from Donald Trump to the people with money, like the Mercers, the people with the brains and articulation, like Carlson, and to us, the patriots, the audience. Donald Trump, this is very similar to what Donald Trump said to China. We don't need China. And frankly, we'd be better off without them. Donald Trump is in fighting form, folks. This is amazing stuff. I want to see what Shepard Smith looks like tomorrow when he's on the air. And I want to see what all these temporizing people, you can't even remember their names, these mealy-mouthed people that Fox puts on the air. I watched one just a while ago. Is it Martha McCallum? I mean, what lame interviews these people are doing. And you really, I mean, have they been paying attention? I don't think they support Donald Trump, people like Martha McCallum and others like that. I don't think Dana Perino supports Donald Trump. Greg Gutfeld is frustrated as hell with Perino on that show, The Five, which includes this dope Juan Williams. Anyway, those are wonderful. We'll come back to those. I'd love to hear your commentary. Finer things have never been written by any American leader. All right, let's look at some more that's going on here. Oh, now let's turn to Puerto Rico. How about that? He said, let's see here. Puerto Rico is one of the most corrupt places on earth. Now, this is, of course, the tropical storm blowing heavily on Puerto Rico right now. So this is the time when, if you're politically correct, you're supposed to be crying crocodile tears and, all the poor people of Puerto Rico, I've got to help them. Their valiant government is working so hard, staying up so late to help the people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the humanity. No, that's not what Donald Trump does. He says, Puerto Rico is one of the most corrupt places on earth. Their political system is broken, and their politicians are either incompetent or corrupt. I love that, corrupt with a capital C. Congress approved billions of dollars last time, more than any place else has ever gotten, and it is sent to crooked politicians. No good. And then he put a cherry on top. He says, and by the way, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to Puerto Rico. Which is true. Absolutely true. The totally corrupt government of Puerto Rico needs somebody with the balls to say that. Who has power, who is not a little guy like me, a big guy. And the biggest of all, the president of the United States, saying, hey, in case you haven't noticed, folks out there in Puerto Rico, your government stinks. It's totally corrupt. Thought I'd mention it to you. Beautiful. And he is. Best thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico. Somebody had to say it. Donald Trump finally did. Finally, we get to hear it from Donald Trump. Let's see here. Let's find another winner here. But let me get my refreshing going here on my tweet next page, because I love it when we get one of these tweets that's 1 minute old from the president. Here's one 36 minutes old. That's pretty fresh, huh? There's a great one. 2 hours ago. Let me read you this one. A sad day for the Democrats. Kirsten Gillibrand has dropped out of the presidential primary. I'm glad. They never found out that she was the one I was really afraid of. Wonderful, Mr. President. Wonderful. And it doesn't matter, folks, whether that's actually the president exercising dramatic liberty or whether it's actually a fact. It doesn't matter. The president is having fun. He's toying with these people. I love it. Beautiful. Here's another one. This tweet is 37 minutes old. Fresh off the griddle. There has never been a time in the history of our country that the media was so fraudulent, fake, or corrupt. And I love the way he, in a very traditional way, he capitalizes key words, key concepts like those three adjectives: fraudulent, fake, or corrupt. I love this. When he says, when in quotes, the age of Trump, the quote, the age of Trump, unquote. Beautiful. That is true. That is absolutely true. It will be the age of Trump. When the age of Trump, it already is looked back on many years from now, I only hope that a big part of my legacy will be the exposing of massive dishonesty and the fake news. An exclamation mark. Hear, Mr. President. It already is. We are already. You, this is. What are the greatest achievements of the age of Trump? It's not just a presidency, is it? It's way beyond a presidency. It's a worldwide movement. It's a creation of a movement of a common sense, of fearless people, people defying political correctness at every turn. Speaking out, standing up, having character, telling the truth. Wow. It's wonderful to hear the president acknowledge something, you know, that we've been saying. It's Donald Trump who named the fake news, and he has spoken on this over and over, hundreds, thousands of times, driving the point home. Boy, What a thing to be alive in the age of Trump. His most recent, let's go here. That is the most recent tweet. There's some other good ones here. Let me just kind of survey them so we can start out with some things that might get your interest going here in the show. Okay, now we turn to the Federal Reserve, which no president in modern times has truthfully, honestly, or courageously addressed just a bunch of lame cowards, all the presidents before Donald Trump, supinely accepting whatever comes out of these gas bags at the Federal Reserve. Only Donald Trump correctly has identified them, fingered them as the incompetent slobs that they are, the puffed up gas bags who actually have contempt for America. Like this guy, Jay Powell. He says, now let's go to the president. He writes so much better than I can ever talk. He says 10 hours ago, our Federal Reserve cannot mentally keep up with the competition, other countries. At the G7 in France, all of the other leaders were giddy about how low their interest rates have gone. Germany is actually getting paid to borrow money. Zero interest plus. No clue, Fed. And of course, what he's saying there is that, and I don't have this here in front of me. Oh my gosh, it's one of the quotes of the day. I believe it's a former governor of the Federal Reserve, somebody associated, wrote an op-ed piece today. Was it in the Wall Street Journal? In which this SOB actually hopes, actually encourages the Federal Reserve to start a recession, to dump on the economy in order to defeat Donald Trump. This is breathtaking. That's treason. This is a mind-boggling that this occurred. I've got, if one of you has the quote at your fingertips, please call in and read it out over the air to us. I should have had it. It came out today. And I'll search for it during one of our breaks. That's got to be part of the story tonight. Let's find something more here. Oh, boy, that first series of tweets by the president. Let's turn to Britain and Brexit. It would be very hard, 11 hours ago, the president writes, it would be very hard for Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of Britain's Labour Party, you know, he's a communist just like Bernie Sanders and the rest of them, the leader of Britain's, all the demon rats, the leader of Britain's Labour Party, to seek a no-confidence vote against new Prime Minister Boris Johnson, especially in light of the fact that Boris is exactly what the UK has been looking for and will prove to be a great one. Love the United Kingdom. Nice, very nice. Thank goodness, there was a tweet from the president yesterday that I didn't get to read, in which he talked about the contrast between Boris Johnson and Theresa May. Maybe I'll see that tweet if I can find it. He talks about the incompetent mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Now let's turn to China. I mean, he covers everything. Bed bugs at the New York Times. China, let's go to China. So interesting to read and see all of the free and interesting advice I am getting on China from people who have tried to handle it before and failed miserably. In fact, they got taken to the cleaners. We are doing very well with China. This has never happened to them before. And this has never happened to any of them. The people that got taken to the cleaners, the putative Americans, and the Chinese as well. Nobody's ever seen Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks.
What I love.
Here in the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Thanks for tuning us in. Just looking at the president's tweets, just wonderful. And then also looking at Breitbart, wonderful Breitbart tonight. A nice return to top form for Ann Coulter, who's featured on Breitbart. I love to see that. I like to see a brilliant column by Ann Coulter. Could I get that illegal to go? In other words, go back to wherever the hell that illegal came from. It's a great column on the fact that illegals in America are far more likely to kill people driving drunk than other people. And she gives some examples of some tragic examples of Americans who are dead or horribly crippled because of illegals in this country. It's a great column, and that needs to be said again and again. People need to update that story again and again, drive the point home to Americans that the cost of open borders. In truly tragic things happening to people, including a six-year-old little girl who was killed by an illegal crushing her on the sidewalk. Another lost both her legs, rammed up against a wall by a drunk illegal. And then she combines that story with what the president's talking about, the fake news media and their lying coverage of this story. Let's go over here. Let us go to Breitbart. Now, the president says we've got to go to another news source. And in the same series of tweets, he refers to another news source, OANN, One American News Network. Is that a hint from the president? Last week, he said good things about One American News Network. He's been tweeting links to OANN. Is the president sending a message there? He's been linking to Breitbart since day one. Surely he's sending a message there. What is the alternative network to what the president calls the new Fox? This is the left-wing Fox that we've seen emerging. Somebody within Fox, somebody within the bowels of Fox, is fashioning a lamestream left-wing network out of Fox. And here's the exciting thing to look forward to, folks. Of course, Tucker Carlson knows this, and Hannity and Dobbs and Ingram and Pirro and Levin, they all know this. I mean, could it be that we're tell Fox to shove it? Wow. I mean, wow. And another patriot, Robert Mercer, says, welcome to, and then names the new network he's created with his daughter. Could that be coming up in the crystal ball for us, folks? Something like that? Or some combination of such elements? And when that does happen, what will your job and mine be? Well, ours will be to immediately grab all our effects and run into that new network. Bring our support there, bring our eyeballs, our listenership, our patronage, buy their products, send in money, join their whatever they've got, clubs, networks, whatever they've got, we'll join it. And then also to depart. If they're going to say go to hell, go to hell, Fox, then that we have to join in that chorus. But the president surely has set the stage. Now, one possible outcome of his shot across the bow to the new Fox is they may mend their ways in the next week and coming weeks. That's one of the ways the president, in the art of the deal, it's one of the ways he gets things done. He lets the other side know, hey, I'm not kidding. And I come to this deal with more than you're coming with. I've got more on my hip than you do. So I'm not the guy to mess with. wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's just update ourselves here briefly, if we may. Let me check my caller board. Sorry, I've got to look at multiple screens here. I see a red dot on my screen. That means there's somebody might be in there. Let me just check. Open line, 800-313-9443. We'll take a break and be right back with you and the president after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy.
Back,
and if you spoke at all, he just said,
"I was trying to find you this, article." And just my memory of it is, it's a former federal, either Board of Governors or Federal Reserve official, who writes an editorial op-ed urging Jay Powell and the current Fed Board of Governors to so manipulate the money supply and their powers as a Federal Reserve as so as to defeat Donald Trump. It's an unbelievable display of chutzpah. And speaking of chutzpah, let me also relay another story today in that vein. Tom Fitton was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and the subject was, what's going on with a possible prosecution of James Comey and or of Andrew McCabe, former director and deputy director of the FBI. And Tom Fitton said a remarkable thing. Tucker, they went through the ins and outs of where things now stand with investigation of James Comey and of Andrew McCabe. Now that Bill Barr is Attorney General, now that John Durham, is investigating in Connecticut. But still, you know, there's a, you know, the sound of crickets as to prosecution of Comey, McCabe, or anybody else among the criminals who attempted the coup d'etat against the presidency, against the American people. And Tom Pitton said something. I want this to stick in all of our minds. Tom Pitton, quite a person, the head of Judicial Watch, one of the real, real heroes, without whom we wouldn't even know about this stuff. This goes back to the fake news concept, the memory hole, removing information from your, as Robert Mueller said, your purview. So if you don't see it, it didn't happen. Pitton said this: if McCabe and Comey are not prosecuted for their crimes in the greatest criminal scandal in American history, this proves the deep state does run America. Let that sink in. I should find the exact audio quote, so I'm not putting any emphasis change or inflection on his words, but that's pretty close, folks, to exactly what he said. If McCabe and Comey skate, America is run by the deep state. Remember, Michael Flynn is in prison right now. For what? For nothing. Roger Stone is threatened with the rest of his life in prison. For what? For nothing. That's the standard for patriots or decent people. McCabe and Comey, guilty as sin of the worst treasonous act in American history, with felony crimes as long as your arm. And nobody's even taken away a merit badge for them. They haven't even been made to sit in the corner with a dunce hat on. They haven't been issued a jaywalking citation. Nothing. Zero. How can this be? This is impossible. This is just like our experience, folks, with what happened, what really happened on 9/11. Who brought down World Trade Center 7? We've all seen it with our eyes. The facts are all there. It's a controlled demolition. It's undeniable. It did not fall down all by itself. But that's what we're left with. So this is the pattern. Whoever is actually running the United States of America, and of course our great hope as patriots is that now that Donald Trump is elected president, that's changing. Well, that one man in that one position is doing all he can do to change that. But the deep state is really, really deep. So we don't know the truth about 9/11. Well, I mean, we do. But we don't know the full truth. And nobody will investigate it. And the people that are letting Comey and McCabe skate, those are the very people that would investigate it, whose job it was and is to investigate it. Do you think maybe the reason they're not investigating it is they had something to do with it? Like maybe they did it? How about that? How do you like them apples? So that's our job here, you know, and the president said it today. How wonderful. Throwing down the gauntlet at the new Fox network. Let me read his tweet again. And I'd love to hear your reaction. Let's read this tweet again. It's wonderful. Ah, 11 hours ago. Let me refresh it to get the time just right here and see if there's a new tweet. No, there's not. This is so unbelievable. Just watched Fox News, he writes 11 hours ago, heavily promoting the Democrats through their DNC communications director. Okay, so it's probably an interview with whoever the DNC communications director is. Spewing out whatever she wanted with zero pushback by anchor Sandra Smith. Yes, this is one of these airheads, Sandra Smith. Zero pushback. And this is the pattern that you've seen on Fox. You have outright leftists like Shepard Smith. Actually speaking the left-wing diatribe themselves. Then you have other people, pushovers like Sandra Smith, just letting the left run wild on the air, giving them airtime with no pushback. Then the president writes, forget what I said, this is the president's much more interesting. He writes, terrible, considering that Fox couldn't even land a debate. The Dems give them nothing. CNN and MSNBC are all in for the open border socialists or beyond. Or beyond. What's that reference to? What's the president referring to? Well, you remember his comment just less than a week ago? He called these people socialists or communists. That's the beyond. Yes. Yes, beyond. They're communists. Fox hires, quote, give Hillary the questions, unquote, Donna Brazile. I couldn't believe that. When I saw Donna Brazile as the expert analyst on Laura Ingraham's show. Now, folks, there's no way Laura Ingraham said, give me Donna Brazile for an interview segment. That didn't happen, folks. Somebody with clout inside of Fox ordered Laura Ingraham to bite her lip, smile, and put Donna Brazile's lying face on the screen and then pretend to respect Donna Brazile, which she did. And since I don't know what sort of pressure was exerted against Laura Ingraham, I can't fault her for it. I can only imagine what the pressure was. Like, we'll take away your show. Donna Brazile, Juan Williams. What a turd Juan Williams is. And low ratings, Shep Smith. Hopeless and clueless. It's exactly what they are. Now the president writes, they, meaning whoever these SOBs are who run the new Fox, these deep staters, they should go all the way left. And I will still find a way to win. That's what I do. Win. Too bad. I don't want to win for myself. I only want to win for the people. The new Fox News is letting millions of great people down. It's you, folks. And then this pronouncement from the president. We have to start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. Wow. Wow. I wonder if that'll get quoted by anybody tomorrow on Fox. I mean, this has got to be covered. Imagine if Tucker Carlson quotes that on the air tomorrow on Fox. Fox isn't working for us anymore. Wow. And I'm not going to fault, just as I can't fault Laura Ingraham, I can't fault Tucker Carlson for not reading that over the air on his show on Fox. But so that's our job. That's your job and mine. Let the word ring from the rooftops. Pass it along. Fox isn't working for us anymore. Says who? Says Donald Trump. Wow. Woo-wee. I got to keep this in mind. You know, the things that the president does are so amazing. They're so outside the run-of-the-mill rut of experiences that we've all had as patriots for decades now. If something's really outside your normal ken, your usual routine, it's easy. It can slip away from you. So I've got to pinch myself and remind myself that he's done these things. Like a quote: "We don't need China. Frankly, we'd be better off without them." These things have to be written down. I've got to get a yellow notepad and write these things down and just keep them by the side of the desk here. These amazing things. And of course, we'll all remember these things when, what does the president say? He says the age of Trump. Oh, where was that tweet? He talks about the age of Trump. Oh my gosh. There has never been a time in the history of our country that the media was so fraudulent, fake, or corrupt. When the age of Trump is looked back on many years from now, I only hope that a big part of my legacy will be the exposing of massive dishonesty in the fake news. Ah, wow, geez, breathtaking. We were all here to witness it. If he had done nothing other than that, he would be the greatest president in American history. But that's just one of the things he's done, and he's just getting started. Ah, the age of Trump. All of us lived in the age of Trump. We're living in it now. Wow. Okay, let's see. Now, you may be as stunned as I am. I don't have any callers on the board. Let's look around here a little bit. Around the world and out to ships at sea. See what other good news we can glean from the from today. Here's a great Brexit writer, Dellingpole. He's got a great story here. Let's see. Let's read this one. Dellingpole, of course, does great reporting on the climate change hoax and other things such as Brexit. James Dellingpole writes today, Britain is definitely leaving the European Union on October 31st. Ah, isn't that wonderful? And you see, now Dellingpole knows more in his little finger than I will ever know about Brexit. So to hear him say that, he's an authority on Britain. Ah, what a breath of fresh air. Britain is definitely leaving the European Union on October 31st. He writes, isn't it odd that this simple fact should arouse such controversy? What do they say sometimes in Britain? Controversy? We voted to leave, after all, by a margin of over 1 million back in June 2016. Yet in 3 years since, a small, unrepresentative, but asymmetrically powerful group of Remainer, that's a pun on Remainer, remain in the EU, in other words, Remainer holdouts in government, in the civil service, in the media, in academe, in the legal profession, in finance, in big business, has thrown so many spanners, that's monkey wrenches, into the works to try to thwart democracy and to stop Brexit happening that it seems almost miraculous that we're finally getting out. Well, look at the analogy with our own experience, folks. The deep state. Look at this. It's amazing. Donald Trump is our president. It seems miraculous. He's still able to say such things as he just pronounced in his Twitter account. He says, let's put aside, at least for this brief moment, our reservations about the kind of Brexit we're going to get and concentrate on what really matters most right now, the sheer delightfulness of the Remainer meltdown. The Remainers have got themselves into an awful tizzy that they will no longer be able to use the parliamentary process to block Brexit. That's because Prime Minister Boris Johnson is going to prorogue, that is, suspend Parliament for the three crucial days in October, rendering the opponents of Brexit utterly powerless. Oh my gosh. And then he quotes, Jellicoe quotes some of the British reaction. And let us savor this, folks, as Americans, because what our British cousins, and they surely are our cousins, are they not? I mean, are we genetically akin to our British kinsmen? You bet. They are every bit like us. One of them writes, then came the day at the bottom, we'll save that after the break. We'll have one more segment. Then we'll have John in Missouri on with some delightful comment right after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice.
We're back, folks. In our last segment here in today's show, we've got John Missouri with us. I know, John, I never even gave the date of this show, I don't think. It's August 28th, folks. All day. John, are you there?
I'm here, James. Hey, I was listening to you talk about Fox News, and I read on the internet tonight, it said Brit Humes sounded off. Fox News isn't supposed to work for you. Guy Benson said, we don't work for you. And that's very true. But with all the other alphabet news agencies working for the Dems, we was just hoping maybe you would be a little on our side. You know?
Yeah. John, how this, we're going to hear all kinds of commentary on this. And I speculated tomorrow, maybe we'll hear from Sean Hannity, or we might be hearing from him now on this, or Tucker Carlson. This is truly a blast from the Donald Trump 16-inch main guns at the new Fox. And this is just a wonderful, wonderful development. And it's either going to cause Fox to have to, stop sabotaging the right-wingers, the patriots within Fox, or we're going to come up with a new network. And so this is pretty exciting stuff, John.
Well, that's what makes your show good, James. You know, we can hear all the bad we need about Donald. They make it up. They go anywhere they want to find out everything bad about Donald Trump. And here you are, and you just talk good about him. So that's
well, you know, thank you.
I like hearing you, James.
Well, thank you, John. And, you know,
both of us like Donald. We think he's the best thing that's happened in our lifetime. I've said it a lot of times.
You know, it's true. It's true. The easy thing about my job and doing this show is it's more true than I'm even able to say. Donald Trump is not great because of anything I'm able to say. His greatness is, and the age of Trump will be remembered. We'll find out more about Donald Trump. In the future, he is an even greater man than I'm able to say on this show. The scope of what he has done for all of us, for all patriots, for all time is just, I can't even think of a comparable figure. You know, people go, George Washington, the father of our country. Well, George Washington's achievement was not as great as Donald Trump's. I mean, Washington, he's my second cousin, so I'm not, I'm talking family here. He's a great man, and what he did was great. You can come up with other patriot presidents, but Donald Trump is simply unique in American history. And I'm a student of history. I'm 71. I've been reading history ever since I was in knee pants, and I don't know of another figure in history that I could rank with Donald Trump. So this is easy. This is as easy as falling out of bed to praise Donald Trump. All I have to do is read his tweets and just say, wow. But go ahead, John.
Oh, we've just had most of the politicians are just there for themselves. You know, they're not looking out for the country. And I think Donald is. And he's bombastic and he says wild things. And I kind of enjoy it.
Well, now, by the way, we'll come back to something. I didn't get to develop it tonight, folks, but the news on Brexit is awfully good. The president tweets his support for Boris Johnson today. We'll try to cover it more thoroughly tomorrow, but it looks as if Brexit's really going to happen on October 31st. It's wonderful. We'll have a great celebration then. See you all again in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow.
See you, James.
See you.
Don't stop.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.